Unless you've lived in the Southwest, you may not be familiar with Valley Fever. But here in Arizona and in parts of California, the fungal respiratory disease sickens thousands of people each year. It's even more common in dogs. And now, for the first time, researchers at the University of Arizona say they've found a vaccine that can prevent the illness in pets. And maybe someday humans can use it too. Catherine Davis-Young from KJZZ reports.
Walk into any veterinary clinic in central Arizona and ask about Valley Fever, and you're likely to get a response like this.
At our clinic, I probably would say anywhere from like 2 to 20 cases a month.
That's Scott Hoffman. He's a longtime vet with a clinic in central Phoenix.
And I would probably say if you would interview other veterinarians, they may actually give you a higher number.
For dogs, Valley Fever can mean coughing, weight loss, even seizures. The illness typically means months of suffering for the dogs and months of veterinary bills for dog owners. Arizona dog owners spend about $60 million on the disease each year, and Hoffman says there's really no way to avoid it.
The number one way you can prevent it, unfortunately, is not live here in Arizona, unfortunately.
Valley Fever comes from a fungus that's found in desert soils. When dogs or humans inhale airborne fungal spores, their lungs and other parts of the body can be infected. It can be a grueling disease, and it's more common in Arizona than anywhere else. But it also shows up in California and other parts of the Southwest.
Valley Fever is considered an orphan disease because nationally, it's a very small problem.
That's Dr. John Galgiani, director of the University of Arizona's Valley Fever Center for Excellence. He and other researchers have spent decades trying to find a vaccine to prevent Valley Fever. But that goal has always been a long shot. Not only does Valley Fever not get the national attention other diseases get, but there's never been a vaccine for a fungal illness in the history of medicine. But Galgiani and his team believe they're onto something.
Well, serendipity plays a role in almost everything like this that occurs.
That's Lisa Schubitz. She's the lead author on a new study on a Valley Fever vaccine trial in dogs and a veterinarian. Co-author Mark Orbach's background is completely different.
I'm a fungal geneticist, molecular biologist.
Orbach is not the kind of scientist you'd typically turn to for this type of research, but in this case, his expertise was exactly what Valley Fever researchers needed.
We were interested in what are the genes in fungi that make them pathogens, so what allow them to cause disease in host.
Orbach and his lab isolated the gene they thought made the Valley Fever fungus infectious and removed it. To test their theory, they exposed lab mice to their edited version of the fungus. Schubitz says without that gene, the fungus didn't make the mice sick.
So the next question was, well, it doesn't make them sick. Does it vaccinate them?
Researchers used the edited fungus to vaccinate a group of dogs. Then they exposed the dogs to real Valley Fever spores. When they looked at those dogs' lungs, they had no clinically significant signs of infection.
None of the dogs were sick. In other words, no one would have taken that dog to the vet.
After two doses, Orbach says the vaccine was even more effective than researchers thought possible.
It was really exciting when we got the first results, and pretty much beyond anything that we could expect because it was better than anything that had been tried.
The first of its kind fungal vaccine is harder to preserve than viral vaccines. So now researchers are looking for a way to give the doses a longer shelf life. But they're optimistic they could have their vaccine in veterinary offices by 2023. It would be a huge step toward protecting Arizona dogs. But Galgiani says it's exciting for another reason.
It just looks like this vaccine really works really well and well. And for me as a physician, it adds that much more pretty powerful evidence that we should be able to do the same thing for humans.
Nearly 10,000 Arizonans have been infected with Valley Fever this year. A human vaccine wouldn't be that different from a veterinary vaccine, but Galgiani says the big difference would be cost.
The veterinary vaccine is probably fully funded, but we don't have yet the funding for the human campaign.
He says development of the veterinary vaccine cost about $15 million. Human clinical trials could cost 10 times that. A bipartisan group of lawmakers from Arizona and California have introduced a congressional bill to fund fungal vaccine research. Galgiani hopes lawmakers, even outside the Southwest, will see the value of that investment.
This is a biohazard we live in. You know, it's a very small part of the country, but it's ours.
Galgiani says even if a human vaccine is still years away, it's more within reach now than ever before. For Here and Now, I'm Catherine Davis-Young in Phoenix.